This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'd like to tell you along with Charlie Long in studio and on our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line, the CEO of Four Kids Foundation, Zurich Classic Tournament Director, Steve Worthy. Steve, thanks so much for joining me this afternoon.
Absolutely, Mike. Always fun to do this.
Steve, man, I hear it not only locally, but, you know, when you do shows away from Louisiana, people always bring up about the Zurich Classic and just the uniqueness of it because it's, you know, golf's the ultimate, you know, it's not a team game, so to speak. You fighting yourself on that part, you know, along with other competitors. But this is the tag team championship here. And so it's great that it's a unique format, and this year you have Rory McIlroy and Shane Lowry coming back to defend the Zurich Classic title. But how did that originate? Who was behind that thinking of kind of tag team in this? And it makes it certainly unique for people because I always get asked about it.
Yeah, it's been so much fun, and it's been such a great change. This will be the eighth year of us playing at the two-man team format. You know, back in the teens, 2017 was the first year we went with the team format. You know, when we were in the individual days, we weren't attracting the fields that we wanted to attract, the players that we wanted. You know, you talk to the PGA Tour and the players, everybody who came said, you're doing everything right. You should be having more success. And we need to do something to make it better. And, you know, we brainstormed around and talked about a lot of different things and ended up settling on the change to a two-man team. They used to have a two-man team event back in the 60s, 70s, 80s, and it had been 25, 30 years since that had happened. And so, you know, we jumped at the chance to do something a little different. I mean, we're a unique city. We're a fun city, so playing in a two-man team format is a lot more fun. That fits. Guys want to come to town and have a good time. And, you know, I mean, with the you know, kind of mimicking the formats from the Ryder Cup and President's Cup, that's been a lot of fun as well. And, you know, the combination of all that has gotten us good feels. We've gotten a lot of great champions, and you know, we really started to attract a big crowd, and that's been a lot of fun.
Tell us the challenges of this, because this is also about getting other people involved in sponsorship, and that's a big part of, hey, you got to get funding. And so you're in heavy competition because everybody's looking to get sponsors for their particular deal, and that is challenging for all the golf tournaments around.
It is. And, you know, there's been a lot of upheaval in the golf world with not knowing, you know, a competing league and are they going to merge and where that's all going to go. But, you know, for us, we've had to make sure that we are appealing to not just the hardcore golfer, but people who just want to come out and have a good time, festival goers. Yeah. You know, we put so much emphasis on our food and beverage operation, which people love. We have bands on the weekends. You know, Rory got up and sang last year after he won, and that, yeah. that certainly went viral. I said that at media day yesterday. He hadn't yet dropped the mic, and I had 6 or 8 texts already from people who had seen it online about how did you make that happen. So, you know, we have to appeal to everyone else. And, you know, from our standpoint, and I've said this many times, as a hardcore football fan, you know, I could have somebody that I do business with sitting next to me at an LSU or Saints game, and we're not going to talk about business. I'm focused on that game. But, you know, we have such business-to-business opportunity. People sitting in those suites can watch the best players in the world go by all the while talking about their business and how do we do more and how do we do better. And so, you know, we've really, our hospitality suites have grown and grown to the point that we're going to have to go out on the golf course and other places because we've pretty much maxed out what we can build at 17 and 18. But people want to get together, people that they know, other influential businesses, and spend time together. So, you know, like you said, it's always a fight, but I said that at Media Day yesterday. You know, we, coming out of COVID, we had not been opposite Jazz Fest for 3 years in a row. We were opposite Jazz Fest last year. Saturday and Sunday, they had big crowds. Saturday and Sunday, we had record crowds. Everybody wins. Everybody comes out. You know, we're an event town, and people enjoy it, and we've been blessed to have a lot of sponsors who like the product and continue to participate.
And Steve, kind of lightning strike. I don't want to get hit, but for the most part, good weather. You know, that plays a part because sometimes this time of year, man, you don't know what kind of damn weather you're going to get out there. But for the most part, Zurich Classic, you've been spared of a lot of the bad weather.
We've been on a really nice run, and I'm knocking on wood right now.
Yeah, I hear you.
You know, from 2013 to 2018, we had a really ugly run. We were in that unfortunate part where we just couldn't catch a break. And now we've had 4 years in a row where it's been beautiful. And, you know, I mean, again, like we said, I mean, that attracts people who might not be the hardest core golf fan within on a beautiful day, want to come out and let's see what it's all about. And we've converted a lot of those people to regulars. And let's, you know, we've got some foundation members and influential people who are saying a lot of prayers. So I'm hoping we can continue that good streak of weather.
Yeah, because, you know, that's one thing we knew about this town, man, they love the food, love to have a good time. And so they're in the right spot. You know, we've talked about Rory McIlroy and Shane Lowry coming back, but some of the other names that have decided to team up and that you can release at this point that is playing in the Zurich Classic.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we announced Colin Morikawa yesterday, who's the number 4 player in the world. Sure, you know, Rory's number 2 and Shane is number 12 in the entire world. Colin's number 4, and he's playing with Kurt Kitayama. You know, a very good team. We are a little later with our media day this year than normal. So, you know, we are starting. We'll have another team that goes out tomorrow, and we'll start putting out 3 to 5 or more teams every week and just roll that momentum all the way up to tournament week. So you're about to see an avalanche of good names. You know, we've got a lot of good guys lined up. We've got a lot more that we're in conversation with that I feel confident are going to come in before we get to April 21st. And, you know, when it's all said and done, I think we're going to have another really, really, really good field, but, you know, in April.
Steve, tell everybody, if somebody's interested, because this is also about charity work with the 4Kids Foundation, and if somebody wants to get involved, but this is also heavily involved in charitable work in our region.
That's, you know, I mean, the 4Kids Foundation, our host organization that runs the golf tournament, it's our members who are out working in those hospitality suites and on the range and doing scoring and all of the different things that have to take place out there. I mean, they devote tremendous time and effort to make this, you know, we can make the best plan in the world, but we don't have the members and the volunteers who are out executing it and taking ownership and doing all of what they do. It wouldn't work. And so they do that because we're able to raise money in the community for children's charities. I mean, certainly we've got a lot of need in New Orleans. And, you know, I mean, we raised $3.3 million, distributed $3.3 million for Children's Charities last year. So our members work really hard, but also take great pride in knowing that they're making our area and our region a better place to live. We distribute that money, you know, from Baton Rouge all the way down the bayou through New Orleans, and are very proud of the work our folks do.
Steve, if somebody wants to get in touch with you, what's the best way to do it to help out with the Four Kids Foundation?
Yeah, I mean, probably the best thing to do is go to the our website, ZurichGolfClassic.com. You can see all of the ticket options. There's info. If they need to call us, if they want to volunteer, they can do that. If they want to join the Four Kids Foundation, there's info there. You know, a lot of opportunities, but all of that info is on the website. So ZurichGolfClassic.com would probably be the best start.
Steve, thanks so much for joining us. I know we'll have you back on before the tournament, which is later on in April. And I know I'll probably be busy that weekend because I think it's the NFL draft weekend.
Draft.
But that's all right. But, hey, we'll always keep that eye on things. And it ends Saturday, so I got a Sunday to go.
Perfect. Well, we appreciate it and look forward to talking to you as we get closer.
Thank you so much, Steve. Appreciate it. Steve Worthy, CEO of Four Kids Foundation, Zurich Classic Tournament Director, and Charlie's, they've been lucky, jackpot lucky. They had a string where, man, the weather was not real good, but the last 5-6 years, they've been fortunate with it.
It's like he was saying, he's going to be knocking on wood to make sure it stays that
way. Man, knock on anything, because you never know this time of year what kind of weather you're going to get.